Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and would like to include your responses to this survey.
You need to repeat yourself.
Well, sir, it seems like somebody has already called you to do a survey, and it's like halfway done. You have a few minutes of your time to help us finish this survey.
A survey for what?
Okay, this survey is about a plant of ammonia plant they're building over there in Ingleside.
Oh, God, not that again. I know what you're talking about. You know, where is it supposed to be anyway?
Right there in Ingleside Bay, I think that's the name of the address. But it's Ingleside.
Yeah, Ingleside. Mm-hmm. What,
Well, this survey is almost, it seems like you already started. It's almost like at the end of it. Only have some statements to read to you about the, you know, what's going on there. This is if you're going to favor it or, you know, oppose it.
I oppose. Yes, I do. I oppose, you know, an ammonia plant anywhere near my residence, you know.
All right. Well, let me read this stuff to you, and then you can favor it or oppose it, okay?
Yes.
All right, sir. The first one said, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at south tip of Ingleside. That's going to be the address, okay? And would you say strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
I'm strongly opposed, you know.
Okay. All right, a partner, you know, in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
God damn it. You know, I've worked in chemical plants and whatnot, and I don't like, ammonia plants near my house, you know.
Okay, so would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly not in favor.
Okay. A partner in, you know, proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has, you know, a large-scale infrastructure development outside expertise with, you know, with a world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities in the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
You know, repeat that, please.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large scale infrastructure development expertise with the world class deep water docks and expert, you know, capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you a strong favor of that, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm strongly opposed. I don't give a shit what they say, you know.
Okay, Enbridge.
It's all a bunch of bullshit.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring, you know, required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public. Would that make you favor?
I don't believe that, you know. You know, I worked
favor?
In the chemical industry before, you know, and it's a bullshit, you know.
Okay, so would that make you somewhat opposed or strongly opposed then?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with materials and resources necessary to respond in this unlikely event that there is, you know, an incident at the proposed facility. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Look, have you ever been in a chemical release situation?
No, not me personally, no, sir.
No, no. I have, you know, I worked in Dow Chemical, you know, and they had chemical releases, you know, and it was nasty situation, you know. You, it's not good, you know.
Okay, so
I don't agree.
So would that make you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, opponents say, you know, the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Where is it supposed to be, the ammonia plant?
It's going to be within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
Well, there's another plant that came in there, you know. Is that about the same place, you know?
Okay, so would that make you support it or oppose it? And would
it's,
that be
you know, there's going to be two, you know, nasty plants, you know, right near, you know, downwind or whatever, you know. I don't like it at all, you know.
So would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I say strongly opposed.
Okay, Enbridge and Yara will partner with, you know, to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote share environmental values and priorities. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm still strongly opposed, you know.
Okay. All right, sir. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked, you know, right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it'll be shipped.
Been in an ammonia release situation?
No, sir.
No.
Not me. Not personally.
No. It's nasty, you know. You have to go, you know, hide, you know. You have to go get, you know, I was in, in situations where there was chlorine and ammonia gas, you know, situations. And it's not
okay.
Good, you know.
Okay, no, that's a problem, sir. I mean,
I'm strongly opposed.
Okay, strongly opposed. They just want to get your reaction, okay, about it, okay? The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with, you know, road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Look, I'm still strongly opposed in this situation, you know. Is there any chance, you know, that I could, you know, die when I'm asleep, you know, and then I'm strongly opposed, you know. You have never experienced that kind of situation before, you know. And
okay,
I've been in this situation before, you know, when I was,
okay,
you know.
Approximately like 95 of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered,
the ammonia, the carbon dioxide. It's the ammonia itself, you know.
It's going to be transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Whatever, you know.
If you're having
an ammonia leak, you know, or a car, you know, any kind of leak, you know, from it's nasty, you know. You're in your bed, you know, and then you suddenly can't breathe anymore, you know.
Okay, so would you still somewhat opposed or strongly opposed, sir?
I'm strongly opposed.
Okay, the blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from, you know, the ammonia manufacture process, though creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make you a strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed that?
Look, I'm not, you know, I don't like, you know, the idea. The carbon dioxide is not going to kill me. The ammonia is going to kill me. I know, I have a chemistry degree, and I know what the hell you're talking about, but you don't, you know.
Okay, sir.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Would that make you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose that? Or maybe
strongly opposed, you know. I used to work in chemical plants, and I don't like it, you know. I could have been killed, you know, from chemical releases, you know.
Okay. So, okay, the ammonia produced by the facility will be, you know, exported to Europe and other countries of their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make you somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Look, I'm still strongly opposed, you know, to having ammonia produced anywhere near me, you know.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate your honest opinion, okay? That's what we're trying to get, if you oppose it or, you know, favor. Opponents say, you know, the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents. Would that make you strongly favor that, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I don't want to, you know, my water, you know, suffer, you know. Anyway.
Okay, so would that be strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed, you know.
All right, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs, you know, at the peak of the construction, and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
You know, I'm all in, you know, in favor of job creation, but I don't, you know, this is all temporary, you know, anyway. So I don't, you know, I don't like it, you know.
So be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed, sir? Strongly opposed. All right. Opponents say, you know, the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make you in favor strongly, somewhat, or opposed somewhat, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed, you know.
All right, sir. In addition to paying property taxes, you know, on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and exercise tax. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I don't know. It's rubbish, you know. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So I don't know if they paying all those kind of taxes will make, you know, would strongly favor you or somewhat make you favor.
I would strongly, you know, I'm not agreeing to anything, you know.
So be opposed somewhat or opposed strongly?
I'm opposed strongly.
Okay, consumers frequently use ammonia, you know, based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaner, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain cleaners. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Look, that kind of ammonia is not a big concern of mine. You know, it's a minor, you know, situation, you know. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. So that'll be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed, you know, or strongly, you know. It's just bullshit,
okay.
All
right. The last one says ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Look, have you ever been in an ammonia release situation?
No, sir, not me.
No.
Not personally.
No. I have been, you know, in a chlorine situation, hydrochloric acid, you know. These situations are dangerous, you know. So I'm not, you know, I'm strongly opposed to, you know, this
okay.
kind of situation where, you know, these gases can be, you know.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, and thank you. And would you favor or oppose the okay, let me ask you this question again. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside? Would that be opposed strongly?
I'm strongly opposed, you know, to, you
opposed
know, an ammonia plant near my house, you know.
Okay.
I'm near.
Okay, so in your own words, can you please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant?
Because I don't want to get killed, you know. If you've ever been in a gas release, which I've been in, you know, at the chemical plants, you know, it's terrible, you know. Yet,
okay.
Anyway, it's terrible, you know. So, I don't want to be in it, you know.
So you've been in those situations before, right?
Yes, I have, you know.
Okay, let me write that down real quick. I've been in those situations. Okay. All right, sir, and just a few more questions to make sure that we have a representative sample, okay? Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background? Yes or no?
Look, I'm not Latin American. My name is Hungarian.
Okay, so you're not Hispanic, right?
No.
Okay. All right. So, and is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or other race?
It's white, you know, whatever.
Okay. Anglo or white. Okay. And do you own or rent your place of residence, sir?
Look, fuck you, you know. It's none of your fucking business. Anyway,
okay.
Look,
no problem,
I'm tired
sir. This is the last few questions, okay? We almost finished. And which of the following best describes your current type of most recent type of employment, sir? Are you like energy, chemical, government, like education, self-employed, in your own business, farming, fishing, white-collar management, clerical, like retail, professional?
Look, pal, I'm retired, you know, and I don't. It's none of your fucking business, you know.
Retire, right? No problem, sir. This is the last question just for personal use, okay? Do you have an Instagram account, yes or no?
No.
And do you have a Facebook account?
No.
X account?
No.
Okay, and do you read the Ingleside Index or on a weekly basis?
Look, you're asking too many goddamn questions. Fuck you. Go away.
This is the last question, sir. Last question, just, you know, for verification purposes, okay? And do you watch the nightly local news?